Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Is it LeBron's final game in LA?
Didn't it seem like it yesterday?
Yeah, I know we got game five tonight, but we will talk about that coming up in a bit.
Yeah, well, our game doesn't start till 8 o'clock, so.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
They're players in Cleveland.
Thanks a lot, Suns. We really enjoy it. So LeBron's final game. What do you think?
Yeah, I think it felt that way, didn't it?
That's it?
Didn't it?
For LeBron in Los Angeles?
What more analysis do you need? I mean, this is what happens. They can't really, even though they actually have some assets to improve the team, just seems so loaded out in the Western Conference. Like, we know where he's going to spend the rest of his life. He's going to live in L.A. the rest of his life. Does it matter where he spends the next basketball year or two?
Yes.
How so?
Right?
Why does it matter?
Well, it's still part of his legacy, isn't it?
Isn't his legacy kind of moving on? And don't you think part of his legacy to be fully crystallized to bookend his career coming back home to where it all started?
Oh, you want him back already?
I just assume most people would want him back, especially after they've seen what they've seen out of the Cavs the last week.
Yeah, I figured you would say something like that. Here's LeBron last night on whether or not this is his last game as an LA Laker.
Tonight, was there any thought at all that, you know, this could have been your last game with the Lakers?
I'm not going to answer that. Appreciate it.
He didn't say no. Thoughts?
I think he's definitely going to weigh his options. I think he knows that he has no chance to win a championship there next year. So now it's about thinking about other alternatives. And that might not necessarily mean, hey, I have to go somewhere else where I can win a championship. Just wherever it makes sense to close things out. He's been there. He's given the Lakers 6 years.
Lakers lost last night, by the way. Denver closed them out in five. Jamal Murray hit not a buzzer beater, but a game winner that finished it off again.
That series.
Second in the series.
I mean, 10 times more competitive than you thought it would have been. I know it only went five games. Last year they got swept and there were some close games.
Mm-hmm.
That's how good LeBron still is. Like, he still, I mean, come playoff time, in the regular season, he's not a top 10 player in the league or anything like that, just because he's only giving you half effort. He's not getting back on defense or any of that stuff. I'd say in the playoffs, he is vaulted right back up to a guy that, in terms of impact, can you name me 10 guys that have had more impact in the playoffs than LeBron? That's how
no,
good
I
he's.
Can't.
That's how good he still is.
More 10 more guys? Yeah. No.
Seven?
No. Three maybe?
I mean, you'd have
him,
to have,
Kobe, LeBron.
No,
or him, Kobe, Michael.
No, I'm talking about this year right now. Jalen Brunson, SGA.
All right. Joel Embiid because of the injury?
Well, I mean, he had 50 in a game.
Yeah, but I think he's hobbling around on one leg. That's what I mean. Like,
I think LeBron has been more impactful than even Joel Embiid so far. So I'm just saying, like, up and down, obviously, Jokic and Murray.
I'm sorry. I thought you meant all time. I was like, whoa, 10. No. All right. You ready for a flip-flop?
Has anybody in the Cavs Magic series been more impactful than LeBron?
Fred Wagner.
you ready for a flip-flop?
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, you want him back, bring him back. Let me throw the caveat in here. Yeah, go ahead and hit your ding and your Carmen Classic thing you made up and that thing.
What? I would do it if you had any sense of...
shame?
It's just not convincing. It's just you going, whatever.
Let me tell you why. Let me tell you why. You ready for me to tell you why?
Well, I'd love to hear why.
The reason is because I don't think they're going to... Like, they would be a, quote, favorite in the East. Not gonna deny that. You got to make all the money work, and that's a whole not fun thing, but there's probably a way you could do it. You probably got to get another team involved and all that stuff.
He has a player option for the Lakers for $51.4 million.
That's a lot. So if you want to bring him back, fine. I'm just not if you just want the good memories, bring him back. I just don't know. Like, you're not going to – I don't think you're going to make a serious – You might make the finals, but I don't know if you're going to make a serious play for an NBA championship. Like, I think those days are probably done.
But even you just saying they might make the finals?
Yeah, that's enough. I think that would be
enough.
How
is that not enough for Cavs fans?
The last time we argued this was before the Magic series. And so I was holding on to something. Now we're in the Magic series. I'm like, man, we set this whole thing up. Like, even if you beat the Magic and, hey, that's fine, like, how far is this really going?
Although, there was news last night.
What?
Poor Porzingis went
Tingus
down with
Pingus
an injury.
Went down, yes. And
So they have no size all of a sudden. Like, if they have to play Al Horford major minutes in a series?
Yes, but again, it's the Cavs, and they're hot, they're cold, who actually knows? So if it were to go, if you wanted to bring back LeBron, I'm like, hey, because at the end of this series and at the end of this playoffs, we might just all have to realize that, hey, this whole build, this six-year build, really ain't going to go our way. It's not going the way we wanted it to go. Roster construction is not necessarily where we needed it to be. So if you were like, hey, you know what? Let's just bring back LeBron. Yeah, fine. What the hell? I know you were ready for a fight. Maybe I'm letting you down in some way.
No, because we've kind of
bickered back and forth about it. I just don't want to get anybody's hopes up that this is going to be 2016 all over again. You'd be good. It's LeBron. You'd get he tries ass off every night. Don't get me wrong.
You'd be on national television. Every single night.
Yep.
So get ready for 8 o'clock starts.
Yep. There'd be a lot of stuff going on. So we'd have a lot of 8 o'clock starts and that'd be happening. But I'm still like, yeah, fine. Because at that time, I'd just have to raise the white flag and going, whatever this is not where we need it to be. So these characters can go away. You can bring back LeBron. We can have the welcome home vibes, the whole deal. He could finish his career as a Cleveland Cavalier. That's nice. You draft Bronny if he's going to come out in the draft or if he's going to end up over at Duquesne or anything like that. And you go, wait, whatever. You can do whatever you want.
He can't be worse than Ty Jerome was this year for the Cavs, right? Hold
Who?
Up a roster spot.
Who? Who?
Exactly.
Exactly. So, yeah, bring in LeBron. That's fine.
I was just challenging anybody who wants to say that this would not be what a serious team would be, bringing in LeBron James at the end. This wouldn't be fun at the end because they wouldn't have a chance to win a championship. I can only point to what happened in Los Angeles with the last year of Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
And every fan that is a Laker remembers that season vividly. They all have fond memories of that last season of Kobe. Yeah. They traveled with him.
Like,
it was
a
Grateful Dead concert.
Yeah, yes.
They went wherever Kobe went. They traveled on the road to go watch Kobe in his final year. Obviously, the whole year would be documented. It would be almost a circus, I think, in a good way,
yeah,
as opposed to the drama in a bad way. I mean, this would be a major movie, major documentary series. It'd probably be 15 parts. How many did they get out of The Last Dance?
10.
They got 10.
10. Oh, this would be 15. You have a chance
to
be on TV.
Is that why LeBron would come back to make sure the documentary lasts longer than The Last Dance?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, this just happened. So,
boy, I got to tell you, though, if he did win a national championship, if he won an NBA Finals with the Cleveland Cavaliers coming back, you can really forget the whole Michael Jordan argument. Like the staunchest of the staunch. That's it. You got to, nope, we're done. Like, it's LeBron. That's it. Right?
Yeah, boy, a championship like in year 20.
I don't think there's people out there you'll never change. So I don't think.
Okay, but then you're just doing it out of spite. You're doing it out of your own.
Correct.
Which is probably what stubbornness. It is at this point.
It probably is. But there are people who give you, like, I came across because my whole thing was, and you guys called me a stick in the mud, and I'm going, no, but once you do it, that's it. I can't go back and say an active player is not. He's no longer better than Michael. Like, I can't do that. So I held out as long as I could until I made sure I was damn good and ready to say it about LeBron. That's all it was, because I know that once you say it, you're not getting it back. So I was willing to say it, and now I'm not willing to take it back, so it is what it is now. But there are still stubborn people of our generation, Anthony, because you watch LeBron as an adult now, and you see LeBron in a totally different light than what you saw other NBA players, other athletes of the time. When I was watching Michael, I mean, I'm 5-6 years old. He's doing something that's ungodly. But now I'm making comparisons every single night to him and other players. And yes, he's better than the other players, but is he as good as my memories? How many things are as good as your memories of your childhood? That's why everybody gets nostalgic. So it can't possibly be, for a lot of people, LeBron in your adult life cannot be possibly as good as anything from your childhood. That's why people still take, we had a host here who took Magic Johnson over him. And no offense to Magic. We had a host here who take Larry Bird over him. No offense to Larry. Come on. They're not LeBron. They're not that guy. So if you wanted to bring him back just for our memories and have nostalgia, I'm not anticipating a championship. I'm anticipating good basketball. I'm anticipating an effort. I would like to keep Evan Mobley if that were the way. Fine, bring him back.
Yeah,
I got no problem with it. I don't know why I raised my voice like this.
Bring him back. I would say this with the caveat that the one untouchable part of the team in a LeBron trade would be Evan Mobley. I'm not mortgaging any future, and I get people are like out on Evan Mobley now.
No, I'd like him to spend some time under the learn injury of LeBron.
Well, that's the whole point.
Let's try that.
Can you imagine Evan? You know, they really haven't had especially like big man vets from him to learn from, and like, okay, you could say Tristan got suspended for PED use. Okay, he's not learning under Tristan Thompson.
No.
I hate to say it.
Marcus Morris.
Marcus Morris
need to put some weight on.
Marcus Morris joined the team. I mean, I halfway through the year, but you know, is that going to be a mentor? Can you imagine if Evan Mobley is the guy
the
we're
Ultimate
hoping?
Warrior isn't still with us.
If Evan Mobley is the guy we're all hoping he can be, I'm hoping that who better? Who better to be a sponge from, to take something every day from? If Evan is that guy that's capable of that, what a perfect person to be around and to go on road trips and to just pick his brain, even if you're drinking wine every night at great restaurants. I think stuff is going to come up.
You and your drinking wine in great restaurants.
I think even if it's just that, I think Evan Mobley learns more from that than he did all of this year. I just do. I just think that's how valuable that would be. I would not give up Evan Mobley in that
Is
that
Evan
situation.
Mobley still even actually, is he eligible to drink wine? Oh, 22. He's 22. That's right. So he can drink wine. Does he drink a lot of wine at 22?
I don't know what Evan Mobley does.
Okay, I'm just making sure. I'm saying, do 22-year-olds drink wine?
Garcon, I'd like to have another wine, please.
The NBA, they say because of Popovich, then Popovich
the big wine culture
spread it out, and now all the superstars drink wine, please. And it's just trickled down, the wine trickle-down effect.
I'd like to speak to the sommelier, please. Thank you.
What pairs nicely with a sea bass?
I can't hear you. You're in a nice restaurant. There's people talking.
Please tell them to keep it down. I'm trying to enjoy my dinner here.
What's the special?
That's what the specials are.
I want to speak to your manager.
What's a beef Wellington?
This is an unsatisfactory experience. I'd like to speak to the maitre d', please.
Any kind of a vibe tonight, Kenny?
No.
Not at all.
I don't think there are.
Even at home? They've been a different team at home.
You better win. You better win. That's about it. I don't even know if it's I don't know if it's pensive. Can I describe it as pensive? I don't think I can describe the atmosphere as that, can I? Mm-mm. Nope.
I mean, the crowds, for instance, I saw some people say, will the crowd even be into it? Well, the first two games,
yes, they'll be into it.
The crowd, the people that paid their hard-earned money to go watch the Cavs and were excited about the playoffs, they were deafening. I remember the Orlando Magic, the one beat writer, said it's as loud a venue as he's been around.
Well, you start to get beat up, though, during the third quarter. It's gonna be loud in some way.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. You pull that stuff you did the other day, that's going to be a problem. But I think, as much as it is I know a lot of people are down on him because of how they lost. And you know what? In a lot of ways, rightfully so. You got embarrassed these last two games. I still think a lot of people assume they're going to win the series. I still think a lot of people think that's going to be it. And they're just,
nobody in my mentions thinks they're winning the series now.
Really?
Nobody. Everybody,
I think a lot of people think they're still going to win the series.
Everybody has, because it's recency, it's the last two games, and it's not just that they lost. It's scoring 29 points and a half against this Orlando team of all teams. People think momentum, in this case, everything is riding against the Cavs.
I think a lot of people assume, I don't think they're playing Michael Stanley on their way in tonight, but I think that they are just, I think they're like, okay, come on, win this game, win this season. Because I think that what the Cavs have done all year is they get you as low as they possibly can, and then they do something that gives you some hope. And then we start talking tough, and then they do some things that make you really upset with them. That's been the MO the entire year. Injuries, I don't care. They find a way to make you upset, and then they find a way to bring you back. And I think they'll do it. That's why I'm telling you, I've been trying to be measured Ken here over these last couple of days. The Thursday night game, even when we came in yesterday, I'm like, yeah, I'm not going to scream and yell. It's not fire and brimstone. I'm not going to do that because the moment I start, maybe I should, maybe it's good luck if I start getting red-faced, angry, and sweaty that they'll go out and they'll win the game. I'm not sure. And then they'll take care of business in the series. But I'm not going to, I'm gonna look at it and go, okay, you're better than them. You should still be able to run sets. Are you going to be tougher than them? Did they find something down there in Orlando that they can bring back? I'm not sure. I don't think so. So I'm still going to say they're going to win.
Well, I tell you, there will be one thing that you will notice right off the bat. I think Darius Garland and what he said yesterday.
Ooh.
We'll have that in about last night.
Ooh.
I think you will see a different Darius Garland.
A different Darius Garland next in about last night on the Fan.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
NBA playoffs continue to roll on. I had that mentioned, Kenny, in the first segment. Kristaps Porzingis going down with an injury. And at first they were thinking, is that an Achilles? Is he done for the rest of the playoffs? Just keep an eye on it, because obviously if the Cavs win tonight, which they are favored to do, they are big favorites in Vegas. If they win tonight, they will take a 3-2 lead going back to Orlando.
Better win the game.
Obviously, Boston, whether or not they have Porzingis, as they go up 3-1 with a 102-88 win, if they don't have Porzingis, they're still the team to beat in the Eastern Conference. But, boy, the matchup gets very, very interesting against any team with bigs. What is the one thing the Cavs have? They have two bigs that they play.
They got a couple of bigs.
And the Cavs have kind of pounded Boston on the glass before. I know it's regular season, and as we know and as we've seen, regular season can be vastly different to the playoffs.
So we're upset right now, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are the fans moving on and being positive again, or are we still upset? Are the fans still upset with the Cavs?
Most people in my mention, very, very negative.
Okay, so if they win the next two games, say the Cavs win today and then win Thursday's game six. Anybody? Producer? Anybody?
Correct.
Thank you. If they win game six and they just win in six games, are we back on board now? Or it's like, all right, we're going to give the Celtics hell. Like, is that going to work? Or are we going to be going?
Doesn't seem like it right now. I mean, you'd be in the Eastern Conference semis. You'd be the furthest in a non-LeBron year.
And I'm not saying not to do it. I'd still like to be fans.
Long time.
Yeah. Like, I remember the time they played in 07 when they played the Spurs. in the finals, I'm going, oh, we're going to win this series, you guys. We're gonna shock the world. And that, you know, even after game one, I'm going, oh, no, it's just a figure-out game. And then you quickly realize, like, nope, we got no chance because it's LeBron and four other guys that you can't pick out of the Walmart bin. Like, it was difficult then. But I could talk myself into it. Now I'm significantly older. Now I'm the grandfather. And I still would like to be able to talk myself into it. Like, yeah, Boston would be favored in the series still, right? But I would still like to take the Cleveland Cavaliers and say, like, all right, no, let's
Boston,
see if we can.
Boston would be big favorites in the series. But
yeah, they get to keep Jason Tatum, right?
Yeah, they get Tatum, they get Brown. They're really good. They are really good. And last night, they are on the brink after last night, eliminating Miami. So it's also interesting if the Cavs series ends up going seven, Boston will be, you know, wait a while.
Yes.
And in the other game, Oklahoma City pulled off the sweep over
Game six
the
is
Pelicans.
Friday. Judas Priest.
Friday.
Friday.
Oklahoma City 97-89 win over the Pelicans. Meanwhile, Cavs back working on things. They were doing a lot of contemplating yesterday, trying to find out what went wrong with their team over the last two games. There has been a concern here that the Cavs are not taking threes. Remember, going into the season, their identity was going to be a team that attempted a bunch of threes. And when they went on that run earlier this year, of course, Sam Merrill was getting major minutes. Garland was out. They took a ton of threes, and it was a big part of their offense. Bickerstaff on why right now the team isn't launching a lot of those deep shots up.
We need to take, and we've always talked about this, is creating the good shots. And it was important how we created those threes. You know, I think what you're seeing here is there's a lot of, you know, Orlando staying home on three-point shooters, and interior opportunities are happening. But we need to continue to take care of those interior opportunities and then force them into some adjustments where they're coming into the paint now. Now we can make those kickouts for three-point shots. But our...
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Driving kick stuff. Again, going back, watching film, seeing how they've been defending us and preparing ourselves. We've seen some opportunities where there are things out there that we've missed, and we just got to take advantage of the things that are there.
It has been weird. I mean, Orlando, I get it, suffocating defense and all of that, and Jalen Suggs has really bothered Donovan Mitchell. At the point of attack, that's one big adjustment they've made. I am curious what it looks like tonight, because what I've seen from this Cavs team, what they have talked about over the last few days, is making sure to get more shots up, especially Darius Garland. I'm reading The Athletic with Joe Vardon. He says he's got to get up more shots. They're watching film every single day, reinforcing, here's an open shot you passed up. Here's a good look that you passed up. Alarming that at this stage of Darius's career, he has to be told.
It's been fighting confidence all year. It's been fighting confidence issues all year. I think that this is par for the course, is it not? Because he's not taking shots, so that's a confidence issue, isn't that? Like, J.R. Smith had no problem with confidence. He'd
shoot
from anywhere.
He's by far their best three-point shooter so far
okay.
in this series.
So he's the best three-point shooter, but he's not taking the shots that he needs to take up. So they're doing it, but I'm going, guys, I've been talking about his confidence all year. because I think he has not played like a confident player. I think he's been afraid to turn the ball over at times, and then he turns the ball over, and then when he's tries to like go back to basics, then he becomes nonchalant with the ball, and he turns the ball over again.
So it almost feels like, does anybody else see how this is going to go? Like, first minute, can we make a guarantee right now? 1 minute into the game, maybe the first possession or second possession, Darius Garland is throwing up a three-pointer, and then he's going to throw up another one. And even if he misses them, they're going to tell him to keep shooting. What do you do if you're Orlando? Like, I know you don't want to be obsessed with what other teams do in their psyche, and Orlando's got to be feeling really good about things. You're going to see a more aggressive Darius Garland. So knowing that, do you defend him differently? Do you want him to take more shots? Are you really all that worried about it?
I would say, if you're Orlando, don't you have to respect his shot if he's still shooting the highest percentage of anybody on the other team? I think you have to respect his shot. And again, he's shown that he can be obviously a good three-point shooter, but I think we've done this throughout his entire career. You remember when he first started, it was like, hey, shoot the three, let's go. Catch, shoot the three, let's go. You can do it, shoot the three. And then he gets injured again after he was shooting the three and playing like an all-star. And then now he's battling confidence issues again. So I'm not surprised by this whatsoever, and they got to do what they can to get him going, because if he can't get it going, I don't think they have much of a chance, whether it be in Boston. I think they can get past Orlando. But, man, I just don't see a long-term solution for you if you can't get your confidence back.
Mm-hmm. Donovan Mitchell is somebody who also needs to get confident. He went 0-for in the second half after scoring 18 points in the first half in Game 4 down in Orlando. So what's going on with the execution?
I mean, we haven't made shots all series, even in our two wins. It's been the consistent thing. We haven't made shots. I think so now it's just continuing to execute the way we have been, and we'll generate more open looks. We've had some tough quality looks, but it's the playoffs. It doesn't matter. You know, we got to be able to execute.
Well, I thought, and I don't know what your eyes were telling you, Kenny, in that first half, Donovan Mitchell looked plenty healthy enough. You know, I was worried about his knee. I was worried, you know, whether he was going to tweak that, what it was going to look like. It was bizarre to see after that first half, and he was getting to the foul line, he was drawing fouls, and then all of a sudden in the second half, nowhere to be found. It was bizarre.
Are we going to make a decision yet on whether or not we think he's healthy or not? Because I don't want to turn it into just excuse making. I went into the series believing he was playing injured. Now, you can shoot things up and start to look okay, but I still think that there's got to be an injury there somewhere.
Yeah.
You don't just magically become cured.
I don't think so. I do think so, but he's also so skilled. He's also so skilled that I don't think that should completely neutralize him. He is somebody that, with his playmaking ability, with his footwork, like, he doesn't need to be 10 feet above the basket to make a difference. He's such a dynamic shooter.
But that puts me in conflict, because before I was saying, well, they still have to respect Darius Garland's shot, but then immediately I want to say, well, all you have to do is collapse on Donovan Mitchell, it's going to make Donovan Mitchell's job harder. I don't think both those things can be true, Tone.
All right, we'll get back into that certainly throughout the show.
Absolutely.
It's a big one tonight. It's a best of three now starting tonight, and you still have home court advantage. Multiple news outlets in Northeast Ohio yesterday having the story that we are getting closer, at least to maybe some decision-making on a new Browns facility, or whether they will be renovating the old one, as lawmakers met with team officials at the State House, my old stomping grounds, Kenny, going over renderings. Now,
take me on a tour? Like Everett Dixon?
Love to take you to the Vern Reif building, where all the lawmakers toil in their office, trying to figure out what's the next scandal they can be a part of. We've had a few of those over
there. There's plenty of them over there.
You've been following the news.
Larry Householder walking around looking like Freddie Kitchens in the hat.
So a lot of people have made it seem like over the last month that it's a foregone conclusion. And I've been one of them. I've just assumed, hey, they want the dome. They want it in Brook Park. But, you know, they need to curry favor with the lawmakers. And the Browns do have a big-time lobbying firm, very high-priced lobbying firm at their disposal that is helping them. It seems like something that a lot of parties want to get done.
They're going to Brook Park.
Do you think it's a foregone conclusion?
It's basically a foregone conclusion. I think that they're just going to go to Brook Park. And I think that once we see the renderings of what this thing could look like, because apparently, did they show renderings to the people down in Columbus?
Yes, they were told to put the phones away.
So once we see renderings, people are going to lose it.
Can I tell you that I talked to somebody who might have seen a rendering?
Are there certain parties listening right now?
Yes.
Can, if you are listening right now and say you are on your way into one of the places that we're talking about, is there a way that you can text Lima or DM Lima and let us in just to see the renderings? I will leave my phone in my truck. I will sign anything you need me to sign. I will sign away my son if I tell you, if I tell the details. I want to see the renderings.
Let's give away one of your kids. Let us know. Three of them.
You got three.
That's
you
old point.
All three of them.
I didn't say which son. Shh. I'll give you guys. Hey, if you're out there listening and you know who you are, I'll give you the good son. That's how serious I am.
Wow.
I got three to choose from. I'll give you the best one.
Kenny really wants to see those renderings.
I really want to see those renderings. That's if I were to tell anybody about the renderings. Not just to see the renderings, for crying out loud.
You want a quote about somebody or from somebody who's actually seen the rendering?
Yeah.
They said SoFi on steroids.
No!
Whoa!
SoFi on steroids!
SoFi on steroids.
Tone.
That's what I was told.
Tone! DM Lima. I got to see him. I'll drop everything I'm doing right after the show.
That's it.
We will drop everything we're doing right after the show. We will come and see the renderings, please. And in an enclosed room, let Tone and I see the renderings. SoFi on steroids.
Mm-hmm. And not your garden variety steroids.
That's it. Oh, this is the good stuff.
The Diana
good
ball?
Stuff. Yes.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, nice. This is Hercules Hernandez stuff here, brother.
You familiar with a sports performance organization called Balco?
Oh.
That's
just call
the
it
good
Balco
stuff.
Stadium and let's get
there
on.
There we
it.
Are. Yeah. All right, coming up. Boy, that took a turn.
The Brook Park Area Laboratory.
8:40 this morning. Justin Termini going to join us on the show. Up next. An either-or that I'm going to be accused of copping out on. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lima, take us with you to work on the free Odyssey app. If anybody over there is listening, Lima and I want to take a look at the renderings. If you let us look at the renderings, I swear I won't tell anybody what I saw, and if I do, I'll give you the good son out of the group. You can have one of my sons. Tone is not willing to make that sacrifice. I am. Tone might give you Milo. You get a son and a cat if either of us tell on it. Now, if Lima says something, you ain't getting my son. That's you get Milo.
Let's see how the next few weeks go.
Okay.
Getting up in the middle of the night's getting really old really fast.
There you go. Once they start moving, man, then they can do things for you. Then it's smooth sailing. It's green grass and high tides forever. Don't you worry about that. Do I tell a story how people almost got, including myself, almost got thrown out of my son's baseball game yesterday? Is that coming up later?
Go ahead.
Do I want to tell that story?
Why would you tell it now?
I'm not going to tell it now. I just want to make sure I want to tell it later.
Wait a second. If you these are in Streetsboro?
No, this is somewhere else. But we were on the road yesterday.
Okay.
And Tiger got out of the cage a little bit. That's all. You can tell it later?
I don't know how you're not telling it right now.
No, I want to make people wait. I want to be asked to do it. It got a little bit rambunctious. And plus, we got this business we have to take care of. Cavs play tonight. They play the Orlando Magic. Then game six would be Friday down in the Magic Kingdom. In either or that I think I'm going to be accused of copping out on. Afternoon show asked this question, even though I think it got brought up at our desk yesterday. But either way, they asked this question. That's okay. We can all work together. We don't mind the afternoon show. As much as we say we do, we don't. They said, which trade do you feel better about right now? The Browns-Watson trade or the Mitchell-Cavs trade? And I've stared at this thing now since yesterday, and I keep looking, and I keep looking, and I keep looking, and I don't know. I'm like, can I say neither? Am I allowed to say neither about each trade? Or do I have to pick one and go? Oh, Owen's giving me a look.
Is that one you one slightly go? Feel better about? Because to me, it's been easy.
I wish people could see my face. I don't know how
it's
good I feel.
It's not easy to you.
No.
Oh, for me, it's not. For me, it's easy.
What, Watson?
Easy for me.
Is it Watson?
It's Donovan Mitchell.
Oh, it's Donovan Mitchell. Why?
Donovan Mitchell has given Cleveland fans how... Now, part of it's not fair. NFL plays once a week. And obviously, Deshaun Watson has missed many of those weeks. The first game of the first season, he missed all but six games with a suspension. Last year, he only played in six games. Only really played in the majority of five games. Because the other game, he just started and then had to leave. So Donovan Mitchell has given Cavs fans, like, what, 100 amazing nights already?
Yeah, I don't feel good about either.
And
though.
Then, well, now, right today, you don't feel good. But, you know, I understand that. But I'm just, in terms of, like, what has given me good memories already, good experiences, like, Donovan Mitchell, it's not even close.
Why? So you feel good about all the times, all the good times. Yeah. Why do you want to bring LeBron back?
To experience more good times? Yeah.
Do you believe that they can take a run at a championship with LeBron?
Probably not a championship, if I'm being honest. I do think LeBron plays still at such a level that there will be nights that LeBron will trick me into thinking they could win the championship.
But there's also a time where they won a championship. They did, and he could trick you into it. I don't think at any time, like, he might have tricked me, but, you know, you've accused me of not knowing what I'm looking at here. They've tricked me. They haven't tricked you into thinking that you can win a championship. The Cavs, this current Cavs team, they haven't tricked you. And so with LeBron, you go back to the golden days of having LeBron, having a chance at championships, winning, doing well, like that whole thing. You remember that. But with Donovan, if he's never fooled you and this thing could come to an end, and it's going, I think we could look back at this and go, if they don't get what they need to get done, I could look back at this whole thing and go, man, we won some regular season games. That's great. But really, what was it all about? We ended up being more disappointed in Darius Garland down the stretch. We ended up being more disappointed. We had to deal with all this conversation around whether or not Donovan Mitchell was going to go, when really you might have to come to a realization that he's not as good as what we made him out to be when we traded for him. And you and I are both saying, and that doesn't mean he's bad. It's just, it's not what you need to be to that very top level. So if he's not where you need to be at that very top level, LeBron has been. So if I've done this, I can't feel great about a trade where if they don't make it out of this first round and he's gone after this, I'm like, man, we did this just to get to the first round of the playoffs. We could have done that with Colin Sexton. We could have done that with Lauri Markkanen. Hell, we almost did. If it weren't for injuries, probably would have made the playoffs legitimately that first year before we traded for Donovan Mitchell here. So really, how good can I feel about this? With the Deshaun Watson trade, I can talk myself into Donovan Mitchell and go, hey, Donovan Mitchell's going to sign long-term. We can put some pieces around him. Let's see what we can do. I can do the same thing with Deshaun Watson if I wanted to as well. I could sit there and go, well, I'm worried more about his health. I saw greatness at the end of the game against Baltimore. I know the first half wasn't good. I can talk myself into certain things, but it doesn't tell the truth about either. I don't feel great about either trade. I got to see Deshaun Watson come back and be healthy to feel better about that. I got to see Donovan Mitchell take this team past the first round. I got to get people to stop talking about how good he was only in the bubble and that's it. And people like you have never called that a real championship or a real playoff. That was your words, not mine. So how could I feel better about this? I'm a man without someone to vote for here. So I can't feel great about either situation.
What happens, win or lose in this series? What happens if we find out, you know, a week after the Cavs are eliminated and Donovan Mitchell is signing up, is signing a full new max extension with the Cavs?
I would probably feel better about Donovan Mitchell.
Does that pushes it ahead of Watson?
It would yes, it would. And then if Deshaun Watson went out there and played exceedingly well, it would probably push it past that.
You did say how many weeks ago that you thought Deshaun, this is one of the themes of the show.
But the question is written as right now. That's what Afternoon Drive wrote, right now. Yeah, okay, was of right now, well, April 30th, I don't feel great about either.
So then where are you on Donovan Mitchell re-signing right now? Because a month ago you said you thought he'd resign.
I still think it's the best business to resign, but everybody
you think he's resigning? So you've changed your mind then.
I'm thinking.
Make a sound while you think.
No, because then I think about the sound I got to make and I got to think about what I'm thinking about.
That takes his mind off. That's a distraction.
Well, in radio, you can't say, especially for 10
seconds. Isn't it $30 million extra dollars? Isn't it $30 million extra dollars?
I think so, yeah.
It's still in his best interest to sign. Even if he gets himself traded, it's still in his best interest to sign.
It might be year to year. I mean, it might be year to year after he resigns.
And that's what you're saying. So now you're giving me outs on this. Because before, I thought it was a given. Now, I didn't think they'd go out and get hammered by Orlando two games in a row and have everybody, like, the major talking point outside of Cleveland is, well, when's Donovan Mitchell leaving? Not if Donovan Mitchell's leaving, it's when. So how can I feel good about either one? We just got our asses handed to us two games in a row. The question says right now, how can I feel good about either trade? Can't feel great about Watson's trade right now because I don't know how his shoulder is going to be. I don't know how his play is going to be. I hope his confidence is back. He needs that. because we've seen him struggle with his confidence. And with Donovan Mitchell, I do you not feel that the worm is starting to turn on Donovan Mitchell with the fans? Like, we got a couple of calls yesterday about some people like wanting to kind of put it on Donovan Mitchell, going, wait a minute, we traded for you. You're supposed to be the guy. I don't care about Darius Garland or any of the other ones. You're supposed to lead us past a team like Orlando. And I'm going, I can't argue with those folks. But right now, I don't have a vote. I can't say I feel better about either one. The question is right now, maybe I'll feel better tomorrow if the Cavs win and Donovan Mitchell plays very well. But that's really just a lily pad to lily pad thing. I can't say I feel great about either. Because now, I got to tell you, I thought that he'd re-sign. I still think he should re-sign. I don't know, man. If there's that much smoke, where can there not be fire? I hate to do that. I hate to sound like that, but that's where we're at. We're left guessing with this team all the time. You feel better about Donovan Mitchell, though?
I do.
Okay,
yes.
I would imagine. 216-474-0092. Which trade do you feel better about right now? They're very similar trades. The Watson trade, the Donovan Mitchell trade. 216-474-0092. We'll get to you guys. And coming up, it's not a great look, but it's good safety for the players. That almost got thrown out of a baseball game. Ken Carmen, Anthony Lyman, live on The Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.